I got a big favor to ask all of you. I really need just 1 minute of your time. I need you to take a 6-question survey. It's only going to take you a minute, but it's going to help me really understand who listens to this show. So if you could, just tap the survey link in the show notes or go to wakeupandlevelup.com/survey. wakeupandlevelup.com/survey. Thanks a lot. It's Monday, and it's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Come on, people, let's go. Mondays are my favorite days of the week. My favorite day because it's a clean slate. It should be your favorite day, too, because it is a clean slate. Too often, we are carrying the baggage. We're carrying luggage from last week, from the pains or the challenges or the mishaps that took place, the setbacks, the feelings of failure or lack of progress, the things we didn't get done on the to-do list. We're carrying all this luggage from last week and we're boarding a brand new flight. Like, you didn't even clean the laundry yet. You haven't even took the time to replenish yourself. This is why on Sundays, I ask you consistently to do the 3 wins practice. The 3 wins practice, if you don't recall, go back and listen to it. It's on one of my previous episodes. But essentially, it is a practice where every Sunday, you go around the table or on the phone with your friends or via FaceTime over 3 wins that you had that week, no matter how small or how big. The reason why I do this is to set you up for the new slate. It gives you momentum because it forces you to remember what you did actually accomplish, what you did actually do well, as opposed to how our brains are wired to remember what we haven't done or the setbacks that we have faced. So today is a clean slate, a brand new look at the week. Look, direction often appears out of disruption. Direction often appears out of disruption. So whether that disruption's in your relationships, your business or partnerships, your career moves, financial, typically when you're in it, it's hard to see the value around the corner. But this is where you have to have your faith kick in. Your intent has to be on point. Your clarity will kick in and it will offer you a new direction. Those setbacks, those things, it happened already. Dwelling on it, thinking about it, giving more brain matter and more brain time to it will only help to reinforce the feelings and the emotions that you had about it last week. So it truly is up to you. Do you want to start with a fresh, clean slate on this Monday? Or do you want to go on a new flight with old laundry? Choice is yours. Let me know. Hit me up on Instagram. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know if you're ready for a clean slate. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. But before you go, I just wanted to remind you that this week on the podcast, we're asking all of our listeners to take a survey. It's really important because we would love to know more about our audience and who you are. This is really going to help us in creating events, meetups, coming to your cities, and other exciting things that we can do with you if we have a better understanding as to who is listening. Also, your answers are anonymous, and this survey is only being used to help us shape content and come up with other ideas to keep the podcast going. It's super quick, just 6 questions. It's literally only going to take you a minute to answer. We want to know things like your age, education, income, most importantly, how you earn a living. Like, are you a freelancer, an entrepreneur? Do you work for a large or small company? I don't know these answers, and I want to find out more about who our listeners are so that we can do things that impact you even better. It would make a big world of difference if you took the survey. You can click on the link in the show notes below this episode or visit wakeupandlevelup.com/survey. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.